the Beltway on Route 5, southbound 5 Branch Avenue. That's where we do have a crash. Before you get to Allentown Road, and police right now have stopped traffic. They're sitting at a tow truck and working around at the scene right now. So right now, nobody gets by. Close watch on that for you. Northbound at the scene, northbound 5 Branch Avenue at Allentown Road. Your travel lanes are open. You're good to go up to the Beltway. Also, Baltimore Washington Parkway will take you northbound inside the Beltway past 202. Accident activity on the shoulder. Suitland Parkway, one's broken down inbound right past Naylor Road in the right lane. Hey, 270, here we go out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway on the wet pavement. Looking good, no delay. You're up at speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories for some areas north and east until 4 this afternoon. Little light rain, little light snow around. So winds will increase this afternoon and most of our precip shut off by the second part of the day. 47, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 35 in Stafford, 33 in Silver Spring, 36 at Reagan National. 50 million people are under a winter storm watcher warning as another nor'easter barrels its way up the coast. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Holy cow. Thanks for that, Mike. Cal Thomas will be joining us at 6:35. 7:05, Bruce Klinger from the Heritage Foundation will be chatting about North Korea, whether or not they're sincere. Come on, denuclearize. Yeah, right. Sagar and Jetty from the Daily Caller will be joining us. He had a busy day yesterday, getting to question the president. Also got that exclusive with Sam Nunberg. We'll chat with him. That's at 8:05 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. How many of you are waking up right now in your office? How many of you slept in your office last night? Vince sleeps here all the time. Yeah. He's here. You know, he is so dedicated. We literally just put him in a closet.
Right.
He sleeps there, and then we wheel him out
just
in the morning.
Roll me out and then shake me at 5:06.
That's right. And say, come on, let's do this again. Well, the Congressional Black Caucus has decided that they do not like their fellow lawmakers sleeping in their offices at the Capitol. They don't like it. Yeah. And it's actually a pretty common practice. We know Jason Chaffetz did it all the time. He said, I can't afford something in this area. I sleep in my office. And so a lot of them do it. It's mostly male members who do that, but female members do it as well. And it's not just Republicans, mostly Republicans. But there are some Democrats who sleep in their offices as well. Now, they do it for various reasons. Jason Chaffetz said, well, I can't afford to live outside anywhere close to work. I can't afford that. So I sleep in my office. We know Paul Ryan does it as well. And people were wondering if he would still do it when he became speaker, and he does still sleep in his office. He said, look, I get up very early in the morning, I work out, and then I work until about 11:30 at night, and I go to bed, and I do the same thing the next day. He said, I can get more work done by sleeping on a cot in my office. It makes me more efficient. Well, the Congressional Black Caucus, they are not happy about this at all. So they have signed on to a letter to the Ethics Committee Chair Susan Brooks and to Ranking Member Ted Deutch asking for a probe into whether this is legal and proper, this conduct by members of Congress. According to Benny Thompson of Mississippi, he says there's something unsanitary about bringing people to your office who are talking about public policy where you spent the night, and that's unhealthy, unsanitary. And some people would say it's almost nasty.
Almost nasty.
Almost. So I guess Mr. Thompson never sleeps on the couch in his home and then invites people into his home. Because I think a lot of people fall asleep on the couch or in that special chair or that kind of thing, right? Mike McKay spends most of his time on the couch in his home. And then he invites you over and he says, hey, would you like to sit down? How many people look at that and go, that's nasty. That's ridiculous.
Just push the drool aside.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here's the real crux of it. What they're saying is that if this is considered to be allowed, if they decide that this is proper and can be allowed, then the House should give those lawmakers who don't sleep in their offices a per diem to help with living expenses. See, that's what they want. They want us to not only pay them to do their jobs, they want us to also then pay them.
This is clever.
For their homes. And they say those who are forced to live outside the campus, meaning outside Capitol Hill, should have some consideration as well. Well, if it's too expensive, you too are allowed to sleep in your office. What do you think? Should they be allowed to sleep in their offices? Is this a terrible, horrible, nasty practice? 888-630-9625.
You know, whenever I visit a member of Congress's office and I sit on the couch, I always have the courtesy to at least make the bed when I stand up.
And you know what? And Febreze,
I do.
I put the sheets back. Yeah.
I do. I put the sheets back, hospital corners, everything. I make sure it's perfect.
You never use the pillow. You bring your own.
Look, these are not, I mean, you think about what does it mean to sleep in your office as a member of Congress. I mean, truly, go to a member, especially the House members, they don't have big offices. This is not like giant palatial estates. I mean, these are pretty small spaces, and, you know, they've got an office, and that's really it. A couple rooms adjoined so that staff can work there as well. And what they do is they lock their doors so that, you know, people can't come bursting in on them, and then they sleep in their office. And there's over, we've seen reports that over 100 members or so do it, according to one BuzzFeed report that kind of tracked this down. 100 members, yeah, a lot of people to try and sort of both afford being in Washington, D.C. And remember, this is not their only home. They actually have districts. They go home to their homes. So when they're here in Washington, a lot of them are just making this decision, like, why am I going to put out for rent? I mean, they make $174,000 base, members of Congress, and a lot of them are sort of making this, which is less, by the way, than a lot of people who actually work in Washington, D.C. around them. So they're making sort of a calculated decision. If I'm going to be here, I'm going to be frugal. I'm going to save some cash. And that, by the way, is about as good of an indicator as any as to the way they conduct themselves in their personal lives may rub off, hopefully, in the way they conduct themselves in their public lives, the way they spend taxpayer money, that they may have considerations for how we take care of redundant uses and how we can make things more efficient. That's a good sign. And I think it's funny that the Congressional Black Caucus is doing this because, as you said, this is sort of a clever vehicle for them to get more money. But what they do is they point at people who are not them. They're pointing at other people who are sleeping in their offices and saying, you know what could really fix this? If you just give members of Congress more money, then we wouldn't have to have this nasty problem of some members of Congress sleeping in their offices. This is hilarious. They're attacking other people in the hopes that they personally can get more money. I have no problem with members of Congress sleeping in their office. And they have facilities, by the way, that they can use to get cleaned up. That's the real challenge here. Like, how do you, you know, get from, okay, sleeping in your office is one thing, but then you got to, like, shower and all this. They've got the gym. They go to the gym. In the morning, there's a parade of congressmen straight from sleeping in their offices. They all walk down in their nightgowns and their nightcaps, all like, it's just like in a line, right into the gym. They get their showers, brush their teeth, and they're back to work.
And
I kind of dig it.
I like the fact that they have to live under the rules that they've made for the rest of us. Living around Washington, D.C. is crazy expensive. How many other people, average Joes, wind up in some kind of a crash pad Monday through Friday, just like members of Congress, because they happen to work in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And can't afford to live
right.
in the area. Their beef is that they're getting free lodging, free cable, free security, free cleaning services, and they utilize other utilities free of charge in direct violation of the ethics rules, which prohibit official resources from being used for personal purposes. 888-630-9625. Alan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Alan, do you think this is theft of service, as the Black Congressional Caucus is saying, or do you think it's a great idea?
Well, the point I would like to make is that through all of their insider deals and their special perks, as you just mentioned, they're all richer than Croesus as it is to begin with. When you first brought up the story, I thought there's got to be a catch, and absolutely there is. It's a gotcha. So I would say if they want to pursue the sanitation thing, absolutely do that. No extra money. You're getting paid enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. We had talked about this, Alan. Thank you for kicking it off. This story, do you remember? This story came up last year about per diem. This was floated last year, and people got really upset about it. I know we heard a lot about it here on WMAL. We had a lot of listeners saying, no, they shouldn't get paid for living outside, to be able to afford a place so that they can go to Washington, D.C. Welcome to my world. I have to do this commute. I have to live in West Virginia and commute into the district. So, you know, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get a per diem. So that got shot down.
Right.
So now here's the runaround. So I love the fact that some of them live in their offices. I love the fact that they're being financially responsible. Is it theft of service that they have to pay, that we pay for their cable and their lights and everything else? Listen, if they're working, okay.
Right.
Okay. 888-630-9625. Is it all right with you?
Yeah. And we'll talk more about this in a second. 515 now, WMAL traffic and weather. If you're not sleeping in your office, you'll need your traffic and weather right now. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very interesting. All right, here we go. Virginia, 95 out of Stafford, up through to the Beltway. We're off to a good start. Same story around the Beltway. No major problems. Now, Allentown of northbound 5 at Allentown Road. You can get up to the Beltway without any troubles. It's right where you come off the Beltway, southbound 5 before Allentown Road for the crash. They're now allowing the right lane to get by. So you had been stopped temporarily, but now you can get by. Do watch for police direction, please. Very cautious. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, little bit of a hiccup here with a stalled car. A Cruise Tommy tow truck is there. So inbound Suitland Parkway just past Naylor Road. That broken down in the right lane. Mostly wet pavement here this morning. Do be careful, though, as you head out and about. 270, a little bit of volume as you merge off of 70 out of Frederick, down past the exit for 85. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we do have a winter weather advisory now in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy today with occasional light rain and some snow at times, mainly in the morning. Winds increasing for the afternoon, a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 33. Then tomorrow, it'll be sunny, along with a few afternoon clouds, a high near 45 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 36, 517 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
All right, so the Congressional Black Caucus has sent a letter to the Ethics Committee chair and the ranking member asking for a probe into whether it's legal and proper for approximately 100 members of Congress to sleep on cots in their offices.
Right.
And they're saying, well, if these people are allowed to do that, they're getting free lodging, free cable, free security, free cleaning services. So if they're going to go get all that, those of us who don't live in our offices should get a per diem. We should get something too, which I would love to see. Somebody turn around and go, well, you can live in your office if it's too expensive. And my husband just texted me, Vince, and said, he said that maybe you should set up a cot in the corner and sleep in the studio, but then Vince would want more money.
Yeah. Well, I definitely use it as some leverage. Holy
exactly.
cow. Let's look. I mean, there's I'm recalling as we're talking about this, one Congressional Black Caucus member, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, Lord.
She lives 200 paces away from the Capitol. 200 footsteps away from the Capitol. She's chauffeured in the morning by a driver who she yells at. She routinely yells at him to run, like, I think the one red light that's between her house and the Capitol. Like, she screams at him. And this person has been reported to have threatened to quit in the past. I don't know how many drivers she's had.
Gone through, yeah.
It's like freaking out on him. This is hilarious. So while some members of Congress are living in the building, others are demanding that they be chauffeured the 200 paces between their house and Congress.
Is she the one who is parking impaired?
Is that her?
Who was the one who... There was the video...
Okay, I'm going to find out. It was Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Eleanor, yeah. Heather knows. I knew Heather would know.
Yeah.
888-630-9625. Let's go to Rudy in Quantico. Rudy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's kind of silly, number one. How many government buildings do we have in D.C. that are vacant? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't we make studio apartments for them to live in?
Like a dorm. And they could be segregated instead of by gender, but by party.
Well, it depends upon what gender they want to be that day, though. They can move around.
But see, that's a cost then. Now you're adding another cost. Would that be any different? Because here's the thing. The heat's still on. right, in their offices. The heat's still on in the building, whether they're there at night or not, right? The cable bill is the same whether you're watching it or you're not watching it. You're still paying the same cable, right? You're still paying the same internet, whether someone's using it or not. That would be additional costs. But I kind of like where Rudy's going with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is, as you said, an extra expense. It's something else to do. Like, and I don't think people are in the mood to give members of Congress an entire building for them to live in. Let's build a resort for members of Congress. No, look, they're here. They're sleeping on their couches. They're locking the doors. You know, they're members of Congress. Clean up after yourself. That's fine. That seems pretty reasonable.
They roll a cot away. They're saying that it's theft because they get free cleaning services. That's another thing that, you know, theft of service, free cleaning services. The office is going to be cleaned anyway.
And they get to eat and drink food from their hometowns. And a lot of these congressional offices have treats from their back home that they give to visitors. So, you know, if you're from North Carolina and you're a congressman, you could drink your cheer wine before you hit the rack.
I think living on that might be a little bit rough, though.
Probably.
It might be a little tough. 888-630-9625. More from you on this. How do you feel about them? Do you think this is a way of saving money, saving your money? And do those who don't live in their offices, are they entitled now to a per diem? That's what this is really about. 521 on WMAO.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you. Plus, free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call U.S. Medical Supply now. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV, exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart, it's ultra-high def, and it's curved, just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000, but because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit Hope. TMS.com.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
525 net WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, just a couple hiccups here. Let's go Suitland Parkway. I know you're in this unusual early delay here. Just heading inbound, approaching Naylor Road. It's a broken
broken down car in the right lane. So everyone getting bunched up there just a bit. A tow truck has been on the scene trying to take care of that. Leaving the Beltway, heading southbound 5 Branch Avenue, heading toward Camp Springs. Accident activity before Allentown Road. Everyone had been stopped, but you're now getting by slowly in the right lane. So right as you merge off the Beltway, do watch for that activity against southbound 5. Northbound 5 at Allentown Road and up to the Beltway. You're in good shape. Speaking of good shape, 66. Here we come out of Manassas, actually out of Gainesville, and pushing toward the Beltway through Falls Church. Greenway, Toll Road, no troubles, and the Beltway after a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly light rain, light snow around at times this morning. Little, if any, accumulating snowfall expected. The winds will increase. 47 this afternoon. Precip ends. Tonight, clear 33. Outside the Beltway, colder. Tomorrow, some with a few clouds. Windy 45. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital. What temperature is it?
Oh, it's 36 degrees.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking.
Anytime. 888-630-9625. Talking about the Congressional Black Caucus being upset that some members of Congress, about 100 of them, are living in, well, not living, but sleeping in their offices. Some of them say, hey, look, I can work till 11:30 at night. That's just my schedule. I could do that. They're saying that is a terrible, horrible thing, and it's perk they shouldn't get. Dan in Leesburg. Dan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Dan, do you agree with the Congressional Black Caucus?
Hey, good morning. They're all paid enough. They can afford to do that. And I don't know how often they'd have to do it, but their salaries justify that. But the sanitary part, nobody should have a problem with that. I think it's gross because we all ride public transportation. We fly, we go on the train, and people sleep on their seats.
Yeah, I'd rather sit on a lawmaker's couch than have to grab the bar in a metro.
Exactly. Exactly. You're absolutely right. And here's the other thing. Dan, thank you so much. Here's the other thing. When a lot of us have to I've relocated for work on more than one occasion. I know what the position offers, and then it's up to me to just figure out how I want to use that money.
Right.
You know, where do I want to live? Would I prefer to commute to work, to live further away, to be able to afford an apartment or a place that I want? These are all decisions that we all have to make. Why shouldn't Congress have to make the same decisions?
They do. That's why some are sleeping in their offices.
Exactly. And we're back. Thank you for summing that up beautifully. It is 527 on WMAL.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to Princeton Longevity.
LongevityCenter.com. And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
Hey there. When was the last time your partner was so satisfied in the bedroom, they kept wanting more? I'm Jennifer, and I wanted to share my incredible experience. So last night was date night, and I noticed something different. We went back to his place, and he was confident, so much in command. I thought, wow, what's gotten into him? Our night was intense. He said he tried Noxetril, the male enhancement pill that he'd heard was amazing. There was a gleam in his eye, a skip in his step. His performance was so great, I can't stop smiling. I love it. And make sure he's got it on his nightstand every time. Thank you, Noxetril.
Noxetril, the wonder pill, scientifically developed with the highest quality all-natural ingredients. Our customers say it's like Viagra on steroids. No more prescriptions, and it's guaranteed. Right now, you can get a free bottle of Noxetril with our special offer.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
All right, North Korea is signaling a willingness to talk about disarming. So we find that out yesterday. The president reacting to it during a bilateral conference. We'll have his reaction to this. Also, a Texas primary yesterday. We'll give you the details on what went down in the state of Texas. 5:30 on WML.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Our latest winter storm has been less than impressive. Only places to the north saw any accumulation, and most of it was just on the grass. More precipitation can be expected during the morning rush, but don't look for ice to be a factor.
Temperatures are not going down at all, so we really are not expecting any issues with freezing. The main issue, if it occurs, would be perhaps a little slush developing on some roads, but it would have to come down pretty hard for that to happen.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service. The weather was by and large not bad enough to hold up school this morning. Just one delay to report, and it's far to the north. Carroll County schools opening 2 hours late today. The nor'easter is not the only storm brewing. Stormy Daniels has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles against President Trump. The adult film actress is asking a judge there to invalidate a non-disclosure agreement she signed before the election to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she claims she had with Mr. Trump because he never signed the agreement. Analysts on Wall Street expect the stock market to open lower on news that President Trump's senior financial advisor, former Goldman Sachs chairman Gary Cohn, has resigned in a disagreement with the president over his plan to impose tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum. On that score, GOP Senator Charlie Dent sides with Cohn.
We need to deal with China on metals, but this proposal that they put out there really went after our friends and allies in Canada and Germany and South Korea and elsewhere. And so I think we should be working together with our allies on trade. And the way that was rolled out was just simply terrible.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,884, the NASDAQ at 73.72. In sports, brought to you by George Washington University Hospital, the Wizards blow an 18-point lead but beat the Heat in overtime. The Caps get shut out by the Ducks in Anaheim. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Unless you believe the fake news or the mainstream media, you know that the U.S. economy is on fire and setting all sorts of records. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as your trusted voice on mortgages and housing, I'd like to inform you what some of this means as unemployment drops, stocks soar, and the new tax plan takes place. For example, with interest no longer deductible on home equity loans and home values rising so much, you should refinance your two loans together into a new first mortgage, making both loans tax deductible. Call us now and get the real news and the absolute lowest rates guaranteed. And Cornerstone First is now proud to offer the Hometown Heroes program, giving teachers, police officers, firefighters, and veterans huge savings when purchasing or refinancing their home. Learn more at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The George Washington University Hospital, helping you take charge of your breast health from early cancer detection and diagnosis to treatment and recovery. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GWDOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Checking out some accident activity. Maryland Beltway heading out of Silver Spring and through to Bethesda on the outer loop right after the exit for Connecticut Avenue. So if you're coming around that curve after George Avenue, be careful. Fire and rescue units just got to the scene here. And stay to those two left lanes. Again, that's right at Connecticut Avenue outer loop stretch on your way to 270. Just starting to see just a brief delay form, so be very cautious. 270, about the volume for you right now as you merge off is 70 down toward the exit for 85. In Urbana and Hyattstown, so pretty much that normal volume delay. Same story with Virginia 95. Definitely seeing that slowdown increasing here as you push through Dale City toward the Occoquan. Heading off the Beltway, Route 5, outside of the Beltway, southbound 5, Branch Avenue before Allentown Road. They're still dealing with accident cleanup, but now you can get by. They have two lanes now getting by the scene of the crash. Much better pace for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional light rain and snow around this morning. It ends this afternoon. The winds will increase 47. Tonight will clear it out. 33 inside the Beltway, and as you go north and west, colder. Sun, a few clouds tomorrow, some gusty winds, 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 34 in Herndon, 33 in Greenbelt, 36 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Morning. It's Wednesday morning. Might see a little snow today, depending on where you are. Joining us later, 6:35, high energy Cal Thomas is with us. At 7:05 from the Heritage Foundation, it's Bruce Klingner. And at 8:05 from the Daily Caller, it's Sagar and Jetty. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, the news was breaking yesterday as we were getting off the air on Mornings on the Mall. North Korea signaling a willingness to denuclearize, South says, according to the New York Times. A report comes out that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, told South Korean visitors this week, envoys from South Korea, that he's willing to negotiate with the United States on abandoning the country's nuclear program. Willing to begin having that conversation. It made it clear that it would have no reason to, this is according to the statement from the South, the North Korean side clearly stated its willingness to denuclearize. It made it clear that it would have no reason to keep nuclear weapons if the military threat to the North was eliminated and its security guaranteed. Okay, well, first of all, let's unpackage that. What does it mean to eliminate the military threat to the North and guarantee the security of the North? Well, the same thing the North has wanted forever. The United States removing itself entirely from South Korea. So this is a pretty aggressive ask on the part of the North. The notion, it's a fantasy, but that's what they mean. And ultimately, they want South Korea to be brought to heel so that they can unify Korea as under North Korea, under Pyongyang. So this is sort of the baseline, but it did end up bringing a lot of hope to the conversation yesterday because people started being like, wow, this is really incredible. You know, early in the morning, I know we were talking to Chris Plant as he left as we were handing things off yesterday, and he was talking about I think some of the how funny it was to see CNN yesterday in the morning as they were talking about, well, you know, this really has a lot to do with the Olympics and the fact that South and North Korea walked together in the Olympics and there were cheerleaders there, so this really plays a huge role in the fact that the North is willing to talk now, and nobody brought up the fact that Donald J. Trump has been like very intense for the last year or so about the threat to North Korea. General Mattis has been very intense about the threat to North Korea if they don't denuclearize and what kind of conflict they could see. Yet none of those guys are brought up. No, it's about marching along in the Olympics and participating together. So yesterday, at the bilateral meeting with the Swedish prime minister, the president of the United States was actually asked about who is owed credit for why this conversation has shifted at least ever so slightly in the direction of chatting. And the person who asked that question, by the way, is Sagar Njeti of the Daily Caller. He'll be joining us at 8:05. But here's the president answering it.
Do you believe that North Korea's recent willingness to talk is sincere, or is it an effort to buy time for their nuclear program? And to what do you owe this recent openness to talk?
Me? No. I think that... Nobody got that. I think that they are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea, including, you know, the great help that we've been given from China, and they can do more, but I think they've done more than certainly they've ever done for our country before. So China has been a big help. I think that's been a factor. But the sanctions have been very, very strong and very biting, and we don't want that to happen. So I really believe they are sincere. I hope they're sincere. We're going to soon find out.
We'll soon find out. South Korean officials, by the way, en route to the United States to talk to American officials about what they discovered in this meeting with North Korea. Also, the Washington Post has reporting this morning that reporters had a chance to sit with a, quote, senior administration official, somebody probably at the White House, who said this, quote, "We don't know yet," and then paraphrased, "the full parameters of the dialogue." But they say this, "I think it's a good idea," quote, "I think it's a good idea for everybody to take some perspective. Take a deep breath and keep in mind we have a long history. 27 years of talking to North Koreans." The official added this, quote, "Also, a 27-year history of them breaking every agreement they've ever made with the United States and the international community. We are open-minded. We look forward to hearing more. But the North Koreans have earned our skepticism." Also, you had several people kind of point out, including Lieutenant General Robert Ashley. He's the director of the DIA in congressional testimony yesterday. He noted that maintaining the threat of nuclear weapons is too vital for North Korea's survival. The whole basis, the whole reason he wants it, and the whole reason why they're even able to engage in this level of negotiation, they have nukes. And they need them in order to survive. So the likeliness that they hand them over or they just give them up, zero.
Yeah, this is about Kim Jong-un's ego. This is about him wanting to be recognized on the world stage as a big player. We know. Listen, anyone who disagrees with him, he feeds them to dogs. So this he's a very insecure man. This is my own humble opinion, having dated men. Mm-hmm. He's insecure.
Any dictators?
No, but somehow I bet you wish they could be.
Future dictators.
In training.
Yeah.
He's got a big ego. He wants to be accepted. He wants to play with the big boys, and they won't let him play with them. So he found a way to force himself into force them to accept him and treat him as an equal.
Right.
And that's what this is about. And a spokesperson from the South said that he had a request for the world, Kim Jong-un, that he be seriously acknowledged as a dialogue counterpart.
That's it.
That's what this is about.
There's
that's
an ego
the
play
whole
here.
Thing.
We'll explore that a little bit more with Bruce Klinger of the Heritage Foundation at 7:05 this morning. He knows a lot about this subject. 5:43 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/AM for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/AM. That's match.com/AM. Match.com/AM.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway commuters leaving College Park, heading over to 270. If you're making that trip right now, what you need to know, you're still up at speed as you get toward George Avenue. But right after that exit, you're going to hit the brake lights around that curve. Crash up ahead right after the exit for Connecticut Avenue along the right side. Looks like they're trying to get most of that contained to the right shoulder. They may have that right lane still blocked, but be very cautious again. After George Avenue, see the brake lights, past the crash at Connecticut Avenue, then you're good to go to 270. Beltway's quiet across the Legion Bridge. No delays right now at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That's a pretty decent start for sure. 295 southbound. Here we come with those volume delays past Burroughs Avenue, Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street, but travel lanes all reported open. Much better in Camp Springs and getting you there. Earlier, we had the crash. We had a traffic stop southbound 5 as you leave the Beltway heading toward Allentown Road, but you can get by now and not costing you much extra time at all. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any light rain, light snow around should accumulate north and east where there are winter weather advisories in effect in and around the Beltway. Some light rain, light snow with little accumulation, if any. This afternoon, the winds will continue to increase, 47 degrees. Also, a coastal flood advisory till 10. And precipitation will be ending by this afternoon. Tonight, we'll clear it out, 33. Sun, a few clouds tomorrow. Windy, 45. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajicon, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 546 on WMAL. All right, well, there's another busy news week, as always. This morning, the Attorney General of the United States headed to California to speak to the California Peace Officers Association. We got some news yesterday that this was going to be a big announcement, and then last night we got what exactly that news is. The Trump administration is now suing California, the state of California, over a variety of its immigration policies, its sanctuary state immigration policies. The Attorney General set to announce that lawsuit this morning. Here's some excerpts from Attorney General Sessions' remarks. The Department of Justice and the Trump administration are going to fight these unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional policies that have been imposed on you. Now, remember, he's speaking to law enforcement officers this morning. We are fighting to make your job safer and to help you reduce crime in America, and I believe that we are going to win. There are three in particular laws here that are at issue. One of them prohibits private employers from voluntarily cooperating with federal immigration law enforcement. Private employers voluntarily cooperating. They're prohibited from doing that in California. And it requires that employers give workers a heads up about potential worksite inspections. You're supposed to tell people the law is coming. A second law restricts local law enforcement from sharing information about the release of criminal immigrants to federal agents and prohibits their transfer to federal custody. And a third law allows the state to inspect federal and Department of Homeland Security documents, which DOJ considers off limits to local authorities. All of that text from CNN. So these are actual sanctuary policies, and this is not about being resource starved, as we often hear from these states and localities, which claim that they want to be sanctuaries. They're like, well, we just don't have the resources to enforce federal law, which is bogus. What this is we don't want to do it because we disagree with it. And in fact, we're going to tell businesses that they're not even allowed to voluntarily get the federal government involved.
Yeah, and you have the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf.
Yes.
She actually tweeted out a warning of an impending raid, and she tweeted it out. It was a four-day raid that happened last week. And because of her tweet, the federal government is now saying that there were convicted criminals who fled.
Yes.
We had illegals who had been issued a final order of removal and failed to depart, or had been previously removed from the country and come back in, just like the guy who shot Kate Steinle.
Right. So this warning ends up helping criminals.
Yes. Some of them were convicted of child sex crimes, prior felony convictions for child sex crimes, weapons charges, assault, serious and violent offenses. And she let them know that the law was coming.
That Oakland Mayor Libby Chaffin says she's done nothing wrong, though.
I continue to feel confident that what I did was the right thing and it was legal. I did not give specific information that could have endangered law enforcement. I encourage people to not panic, but to know their rights.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, so this is a genuine...
And neither am I, so this will be perfect.
So this will be great, so we'll both play lawyers on the radio. But are you allowed to tell someone, for instance, if I know that the feds are coming, they're coming to arrest you, and you're my friend, and I call you up and I say, hey, they're coming to get you. Isn't that some kind of, like, obstruction of justice that the left is so fond of prosecuting?
It certainly sounds like you're getting in the way.
Right? But if you, so is it, it's okay if you're here illegally, you can get the heads up, but if you're a citizen and you get the heads up, a crime has been committed, and I don't know.
That's why she's coming under so much fire for this, too. So, and anyway, and the federal government has been going after her, right? So, we have a situation here in California where their immigration policies have for some reason coincided with their ranking as a state that's been saddled with tons of poverty at the same time. So as that as those illegal immigration rates have gone up, poverty's gone up in the state, and everybody in California is pretending there's no correlation. The statistics mean nothing.
Well, they don't care. We'll just bail them out. The rest of the country will bail them out.
So the Attorney General offered a big speech this morning. We'll see if the state of California quakes enough that it falls right off the country. 551, here's El Rushbo.
There is a huge unanswered question in the story I'm about to tell you. But first, the facts as we know them. Linda Hampton is a preschool teacher in the Waco Independent Public School District. She saw that one of her young students was in distress. A little boy had stuffed so much pizza into his mouth it began to choke. So Ms. Hampton ran to the child and performed a finger sweep. Now, for those of you in Rio, Linda, a finger sweep isn't what you think it is. The teacher cleared out the boy's mouth with her finger, pulling out a gob of pizza. The boy was saved. It was a job well done. But a year later, state regulators reviewing the situation moved to take away Linda Hampton's teaching license. Apparently, a classroom aide had a different perspective. She claimed a teacher's finger sweep was just a mean-spirited attempt to deprive the 5-year-old of his public school breakfast. Yet another adult in the classroom backed Ms. Hampton's account, but state investigators never bothered to speak with her. Now, thankfully for Linda Hampton, Robert Mueller wasn't called in, or she might be still under investigation. Finally, last week, after 2 years, she prevailed when the aide admitted the boy had indeed been in distress. The judge tossed the case, which brings us to the big unanswered question. Since when do preschool kids get taxpayer-supplied pizza for breakfast, for crying out loud? To heck with the finger sweep. When do we start doing this?
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta, or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
1-877 cars for
for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online. And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound as you head through Lorton, Newington. Watch for delays here first. To have a car fire reported right near Lorton and up at the Beltway. Crash along the left side. So two separate problems again between Lorton and the Beltway, Interstate 95. Culprit of the delays, top side of the Maryland Beltway. Crash on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. If you're heading from Silver Spring into Bethesda, right as you come up to the exit for Connecticut Avenue, looks like everything mostly contained to the right shoulder, but you'll see those flashing lights as you come around that curve. So focusing on those delays back now before you get to Colesville Road. In Bethesda, light our dark intersection of Bradley Boulevard and Arlington Road. Very busy intersection, so please treat as a four-way stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories for some areas north and east until 4 this afternoon. Little light rain, little light snow around. So winds will increase this afternoon and most of our precip shut off by the second part of the day. 47, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
It's 36 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team.
If timeshare fees have you buried, get out. Call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT, 844-981-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. That's 844-981-EXIT or timeshareexitteam.com.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
There's hope for those suffering with depression. Oftentimes, medication and talk therapy are not enough. Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Therapy is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and effective treatment for depression.
One of the people we saw had been on a multitude of medications. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, with a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
You know, missing or damaged teeth really can keep you from eating all those foods you love, affect your job, affect your relationships, every other aspect of your life as well. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, though, it's the Cascades Center for Dental Health that can help you. Their super friendly staff creates that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment you need. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day with their unique full-mouth dental implant system. What sets Cascades apart? Well, it's their experience. Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades makes your comfort a priority with full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist. See Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Check out the videos on the page, then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property manager's Renter's Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renter's Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, it's that time. We're going to be joined by Cal Thomas. High Energy Cal will be joining us. We'll talk to him about North Korea, what he thinks of North Korea, saying they're going to come to the table. And also Sam Nunberg's wild ride through the media the other day.
Yeah, he's had quite a week. And have you seen the video of the father who got a hold of his bully son and gave him a punishment that he thinks is going to fix it? Do you agree with the punishment, or is the father being a bully himself? That's what some people are saying. 6 o'clock now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. You may yet see a few wet flakes fly this morning's rush hour, but with temperatures above freezing, don't expect it to stick.
As we get down towards D.C., we're going to be on the edge of the system, so any accumulations at this point are going to be very limited, and mostly limited to grassy surfaces where they do occur.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service. That smattering of slop on the ground isn't going to buy kids any more snooze time this morning. Just one school delay of note. Carroll County starting 2 hours late. We're dealing with outages again, most of them left over from last week's nor'easter. Pepco is sitting at around 1,500 this morning. Dominion Virginia Power at 700. BGE at 7,000. But those numbers could climb as the storm moves through northern Maryland. Fairfax County's on its way to raising property taxes again as lawmakers approved a 2.5 cent increase in the tax rate. That would translate to a $268 increase in the average annual bill for homeowners. Springfield Supervisor Pat Herity was the lone no vote.
How do you increase taxes 26% in 5 years? When wages have basically remained stagnant, which is one of my biggest problems.
The county will not make a final decision on taxes until May. It can still lower the rate, but it cannot go any higher. A new poll out this morning indicates we may not see just a blue wave in Virginia at the polls this fall. It could be a blue tsunami.
It's not that Virginia is turning into a blue state. It's just a vehement anti-Trump state, says Christopher Newport University political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer.
Really, it's not surprising, given that he has a 37% approval rating here in Virginia.
On a generic ballot, their poll shows Democrats edging out Republicans 45 to 33, with significantly more Democrats than Republicans enthusiastic about voting this November. It means congressional races could get interesting.
It really does bring it into reason that we would see four competitive races. Certainly, everyone is anticipating the 10th district, Barbara Comstock's district, to be competitive.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Mississippi is poised to become the first state to prevent abortions for women who are more than 15 weeks pregnant.
In its current form, doctors would lose their license to practice medicine and face civil penalties if they perform an abortive procedure on a woman who's up to 15 weeks pregnant. The limit had been 20 weeks in Mississippi. The bill is sent back to the House for a procedural vote. If it passes the House, Governor Phil Bryant has said he'll sign it. Citing a similar law in Arkansas that was struck down by a federal appeals court, local Planned Parenthood officials say the law is clearly unconstitutional. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
That 100-year-old dive bar that nearly burned to the ground in North Bethesda 3 weeks ago will live to see another day after all. After cleaning up the place and stripping the walls, the owner of Hank Deedle's Tavern says Montgomery County inspectors have agreed to allow him to repair the bar instead of knocking it down and starting over. Those repairs will take months, but they hope to reopen as soon as this summer. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,884, the Nasdaq at 73.72. In sports, the Wizards need overtime, but they beat the Heat at home. The Caps fall to the Ducks. Bye-bye, Kirk Cousins. Redskins choose not to use the franchise tag on him, but they do sign safety DeShazer Everett to a new contract. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV, exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart, it's ultra-high def, and it's curved, just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000, but because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Virginia, Interstate 95 getting a little bit busy. First, the volume delays Dale City to Woodbridge. And then as you come up toward Lorton, incident over to the right shoulder. So you see the flashing lights there. Then up at the Beltway, better news, the crash. They were able to, looks like everything confined to the left shoulder. But nonetheless, with the flashing lights, that's why through Newington up to